Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, Hurricane Beryl is heading towards Jamaica after leaving a trail of destruction in its wake as it tore through the southeast Caribbean. At least 7 people have been killed by the now Category 4 storm, and almost every home has been destroyed or badly damaged on Union Island in the Grenadines. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Brian McNoldy, who is hurricane researcher at the Rosenstiel School of Marine, Atmospheric and Earth Science at the University of Miami, and Shane Martin, who's an Irish resident in the Cayman Islands. So Brian, can I come to you first? Can you tell me about the impact that the storm has had so far and what's expected over the course of the next 24 hours or so?
Morning, Claire. Yeah, this has certainly been a historic storm already. It's broken a lot of records. And the area that it hit first, as you said, is down in the Southeast Caribbean. This is a part of the Caribbean that actually doesn't get a lot of major hurricane impact. So this is the strongest one they've ever had in recorded history.
Mm-hmm. And do we know why Hurricane Beryl has formed so early and has grown in intensity so quickly?
Yeah, that's certainly a large part of what's making this really abnormal. This would obviously be an impactful storm any time of year, but the fact that it's happening so early in the hurricane season, I think we attribute that to the record warm ocean temperatures that we see across the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. And Beryl, then, what is expected to happen with it as this plays out? Could it pose a threat to the United States, to the mainland?
It could, at least maybe indirectly and less likely a direct impact. It looks like it's going to be passing by Jamaica during the day on Wednesday, then through the Caymans overnight, then reaching the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico the next night. Then it's got a trip across the Gulf of Mexico to make. At that point is where it's a little uncertain yet if it's going to come inland in Mexico itself again, or be far enough north to actually have significant impacts in the United States, in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have Shane with us now, Shane Martin, who is living in the Cayman Islands. Shane, I know it's calm there at the moment, but everyone is anticipating the arrival of Beryl. What sort of preparations are underway?
Yeah, all calm here at the minute. People are obviously a bit apprehensive, but, you know, we've had the benefit of having watched it come from the west for the last few days. So people have been getting to the supermarkets, you know, stock up in hurricane supplies, getting to DIY stores, you know, securing their properties and, you know, otherwise taking any steps they can to, you know, make sure they're as prepared as possible for, you know, what may come.
Mm-hmm. And it was reported that the airports on the island have been closed. Some people have made the decision to leave. Was that on the cards for you, or have you heard about many people who took that option?
Yeah, you know, we're a small island. It's a small airport. You know, it has limited capacity. So some people will have had the opportunity. You know, it's not really an option for the majority of people, unfortunately. So most people will be sheltering in place.
Yeah. What sort of advice are you getting on that, on sheltering in place? What are they telling you?
You know, the government here, the authorities are pretty good at communicating with people through social media, everything else, making sure everybody's prepared and knows what they need to do. I mean, we go through this, you know, hurricane season on an annual basis, so people are well versed in, you know, and the steps they need to take.
So you feel that you and your family are well prepared for whatever might come?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, we'll find out, I guess. You know, luckily, you know, it's been a long time since a storm of this size has come this close. So we cross our fingers, really.
Mm-hmm. You were there about 10 years, is that right?
Yes, yeah, since 2014.
And have you experienced many of these types of weather incidents?
We've had a couple of close calls, nothing of this magnitude. The last big storm to come this way was Ivan in 2004. So that was, you know, a direct hit on the island that was pretty catastrophic. So a lot of people, you know, remember that 20 years ago. And, yeah, certainly don't take for granted what's coming this way now today.
All right. Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck, Shane. Hopefully it won't be too bad for you there in the Cayman Islands. Brian, can I come back to you? I mean, given that we're talking about Beryl so early in the season, what does that tell you about what we might see over the course of the rest of the year?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think, unfortunately, I do suspect that this is a bit of an omen of what the season will hold. We do expect it to be an extremely active season where we see storms form and intensify where they otherwise wouldn't. I should say where and when they normally wouldn't. And so this is probably just the first of quite a few that we're going to see and have to make it through.
All right. Well, thank you both, Brian and Shane on Hurricane Beryl.